Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, come and let us magnify the Lord together for the great things He has done, He is doing, and we know that He's going to do. Hallelujah. Shoto si ba 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 haya. Yes. Oto na da di di ara do kumba boho sa da 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 haya. Oh, lift up your gates, your everlasting doors. That's us. And invite the King of Glory to come in. Who is this King of Glory? Hallelujah. Oh, faith is not only knowing that God can, but knowing that God will. And that God is. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost, church. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your presence that's here, God. Thank you, Father. We recognize your presence in the house today, Lord. Recognizing your presence that's in us, it's overflowing, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Classes can be dismissed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Huh? Huh? No classes today. First Sunday. We just know it's the seventh month. We don't know if it's the first or the 21st. Hallelujah. All we know is God's here. Says, be not drunk on wine, where is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we found out there ain't nowhere to hide from what's going on. So let me read you a little story here. During the Civil War, a Union soldier from Ohio was shot in the arm during the Battle of Shiloh. His captain saw he was wounded. And barked out an order, give me your gun, private, and get to the rear. The private handed over his rifle and ran toward the north seeking safety. But after only going about 200 or 300 yards, he came up on another skirmish. Another battle. So he ran to the east and found himself in another part of the battle. Then he ran west, but then he encountered more fighting there. Finally, he ran back to the front of the line and said, give me back my rifle, Captain. There ain't no rear to this battle nowhere. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you, you've got a rifle, and it's called the Word of God. Amen. So don't be trying to get yourself out of the world and what's going on, because the Bible says He's placed you in the world to be salt and light. So don't be trying to hide what you've already got. You might as well let your little light shine, because it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And as gross darkness covers this world, covers this earth, the church is going to shine. Down, don't give up, and don't quit. When it comes to living, you just can't run away and hide and say everything is just okay. Amen. If you've been hit by the fiery dart of the enemy, and sometimes we do get hit. Amen. We do get hit sometimes. You don't have to give up your weapon, which is the Word. It's not taken away from you, nor do you have to run and hide from the battle that you may be in at the moment, or run and hide from what is going on in the world. But stand your ground. This is what I believe. And I will not back down, and I will not shut up. And even though you may have been hit from a fiery dart every once in a while, the Bible tells us in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Now, I like that verse right there, because weapon is anything used or designed to be used in destroying, defeating, or injuring you. But there's good news. So there's always good news when somebody's preaching the word. And if somebody's trying to tell you something that's not good news, don't you listen to them. Amen? Weapon is anything used or designed to be used in destroying, defeating, or injuring. The word prosper now means succeed at reaching its intended purpose. So the enemy of your life will use what he thinks is the most effective against you. Amen? He will use your past. He will use the doctor's reports. He will use somebody you think is looking at you the wrong way. He will use your bad hair day. He will use your family. He will use people in the church on Sunday morning. Amen? But no weapon will be used at reaching its intended purpose to destroy you. When the enemy uses those things against you, it's to make you feel guilty. And guilty seems meaning uncomfortable. So when it uses those things against you, you begin to feel uncomfortable. And you begin to feel uncomfortable, you begin to rationalize what's going on. When we begin to think it is something that we have done. And we just add fuel to the fire by thinking the wet way instead of saying it is no weapon formed against me shall prosper. The person that may be looking at you, you think in the wrong way. Why don't you just reverse it and say, well, they think I'm hot and all that. Amen? It's according to how you're thinking. Quit adding fuel to the fire. Amen? Your weapon is the word. Your weapon is the word. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. God wants you to receive the gift of no more condemnation. Amen? That's a gift that's been given to you. It's interesting to know that the word condemnation in the original Greek means a condemning sentence. You have not been given a condemning sentence. Amen? If you receive what the enemy is telling you, life will be stressful. That's what makes life stressful. It's because you're believing the lies of the enemy. And you're adding fuel to it by agreeing with what he's telling you. Amen? So if you receive what the enemy is telling you, life will be stressful. Stress is a condemning sentence. So many related physical illnesses is related to stress. But I've got good news. You've not been condemned to a guilty sentence. Jesus has given you life and life more abundantly. There is therefore now no condemning sentences for those who are in Christ Jesus. You are in Christ Jesus. So therefore you do not have to walk in condemnation. Because there is a power that has been made available to us to help us overcome. And we don't have to run and hide from all the negative in the world that's around us. It doesn't matter who wins president. Jesus is still king. Amen? It's only when we allow it to get in us, it's when it begins to have an effect on us. It's what you allow in you, and you adding fuel to it, it's what will have an effect on you. But I'm here to tell somebody this morning that God is able. God is able. The ringing cry of our faith as Christians is that our God is able. God reassured me again, Shirley, that it's not that only that I can, but I will. We do not serve an incompetent God, but he is able. Able means capable or competent of doing something. Amen? Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. In other words, you can't think or ask God enough. Your imagination is not big enough to do what God wants to do and what God is able to do. That's why he says to believe big and you'll receive big. See, it's our responsibility to believe and it's God's responsibility to do. And sometimes we get it backwards. We want to do so God does. But no, he's already done what he's going to do. We just believe. Amen? So there are now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. There is more to that verse. Well, sometimes we just stop there. Now, this is the key to that verse. Because when we leave it just like that, It leaves no responsibility on us as believers or as receivers, because it goes on to read, according to the power that works in us. Has the power working in you this morning? Have you just stopped short of saying, well, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, and I don't know why he's doing it? Well, has the power on you been turned on? What about the power that's at work in you? We've been given a power to help us overcome. So when the fiery darts of the enemy thrown our way, because we serve and belong to the one that is able. Amen? But he is only able as we allow him the resource of the power to flow that's in our lives. And we stop the power from flowing when we begin to add fuel to the fire of what the enemy's putting in our minds. Because negativity and unbelief is what stops the power of God from flowing in our lives. Then God cannot do what is exceedingly abundantly, that which he wants to do. Amen? The phrase according means to import in proportion to or to the degree of the power that is working in you. Let me read that again. The phrase according means to in proportion to or to the degree of the power that is working in you. The Lord doesn't just automatically do these things for you. It flows through you as you allow it. It doesn't mean that if the water is not in the faucet, it means it just needs to be turned on. Amen? So if we allow the fiery darts to cause us to get discouraged or dismayed at what is going on, it will stop the power of God from flowing in your life. In 1 Samuel, read the story of the situation that David was facing. Saul was trying to kill him. Anybody got anybody after you lately that's trying to kill you? Well, he'd been running for his life every day for 13 years. And it's like, Pastor, the enemy said, I've got one more fiery dart, and this is going to get him. But little did he know. Yet at first, his possessions had been burned. His wives and all the wives and children of his men had been taken, and his own men wanted to stone him. Yet in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, it says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, and all the soul of the people were grieved. But it says, David encouraged himself in the Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord. Things looked pretty bleak and bad for David. Amen? He was in a situation where everything in the natural said, be discouraged and be dismayed. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. He took the word and began to encourage himself. The weapon, the word. The weapon. And those things God had promised came to pass, and he became king. Why? Because he chose to believe what God had said. That God is able. If he said it, he's able. In Ephesians 3:14, Paul begins to pray a prayer. And that he, in verse 16, it says that he would grant unto you, according to the riches of his glory in Christ, to be strengthened with spirit by his spirit in the inner man. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Then in verse 20 is when it says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we think or ask according to the power that's at work in us. We allow the power of the Spirit to flow through us freely as our inner man is strengthened. But if you don't never strengthen your inner man with the word, the power can't flow. Because that's where the strength is at. The inner man is your thoughts and your actions. The inner man is what makes you. The outward man is this part that we see here on the outside. But the inner man is the spirit. The outer man you can touch and feel. And Paul is saying we're to strengthen that part of us. And he prays to the church for that. And so Paul says we need to spend more time on the inner man than we do the outer man. And I believe that if we spend more time with that, then the outside's going to take care of itself sooner or later. Amen? And the millions of dollars that people spend trying to keep up the outer man. And I'm telling you, I don't care how much money you spend, how much time you spend, you're not going to be able to keep up that which is going to decline. pretty soon your wrinkles and things are going to catch up with you. Amen. Paul says that the outer man is perishing all the time. You strengthen your inner man by filling your mind with the Word of God. That's how you strengthen your inner man. And when you spend time in the Word, the end result will always be strength to the inner man, because that's what feeds the inner man in you, the power that will release God to do what He said He would do, exceedingly abundantly, more than you could think or ask for, according to the power that flows in you, out of your inner man, which is strengthened with the Word of God. Amen. You will never get God's power to flow freely in your life until you focus on your inner man. That's where your strength, that's where life comes from. That's where you'll be able to do more than you ever thought possible. The result, strengthen. It's a Greek word. It means to be made strong, to increase in strength, to grow stronger. When this happens, you'll be able to stand firm in the faith. This is the first step to having the power of God in your life. It's to strengthen your inner man with the Word, which is your weapon. Paul is praying, Lord, I want you to release your life, release your power in the life of the believer. Lift your hands right now. Lord, I pray that you would release the power in the life of those believers that are here today, that they would be strengthened with might in their inner man, in Jesus' name. Ephesians 3:20 that we just read, Paul learned how to be strengthened with might in his inner man. God's work begins with us at salvation. And after that, his main field of work is still in the inner man, because that is where spiritual life exists and where we grow to maturity in the things of God. We are to ever be increased in and ever to be growing. And although the outer of us, the outer man of us, the physical man becomes weaker and weaker with age, the inner spiritual man should continually grow stronger and stronger through his spirit, and someday we'll just step to the other side. Amen. Only God's strength, only God's spirit can strengthen our spirit. And when we, our inner man, is strengthened, the power to all that God is able to do then begins to flow through us. Amen. You got the Sunday handout this morning. I was talking about, there anything too hard for God. Why? Because He is able. Amen. And the Lord said, you know the story of Abraham and Sarah. They were past childbearing age, but it was impossible for them to have a child. Sarah heard at the door of her tent, and she laughed. And the Lord said, is there anything too hard for me? Anything too hard for God? Because He is, no, because He's able. Amen. In a considering the creation of the universe, Jeremiah wrote, oh, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. If God was able to create the heavens and the earth out of nothing and spoke from his depth of himself to create something that was not there, is there anything too impossible with him? Amen. In the midst of all his troubles and trials and having lost everything, Job said, I know that you could do everything, and no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. God doing exceedingly abundantly, more than you could think or ask, according to the power that works in you. And you turn that power on when you begin to get into the Word, find out whose you are. And in finding out whose you are, you find out who you are. And in finding out who you are, you find your purpose. And out of that begins to flow. And when that happens, you begin to see that the God that is able can do, will do exceedingly abundantly more than you could ask or think. So I don't know what you're presently going through, but our God is able. And it may seem impossible in the natural, but let me assure you on the authority of God's word that it's not. Amen. Stand to your feet this morning. We're going to pray over the prayer request this morning, and you're going to go from this place knowing that God is able. You're turning on the inner man with the word that you've heard this morning, the encouraging words from your brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen. You're going to leave this place with your inner man strengthened today. And you're going to be able to go and say, my God is able. I'm turning on the faucet to that power by believing and faith and not knowing that he can, but knowing that he will. And there's nothing too impossible or there's nothing too hard for God. If you have a prayer request, raise your hands this morning. We pray for your healing already over these people, Father God, that they are healed by the stripes of Jesus. Every decision that people need to make, Father, that they have the wisdom, Lord, to walk in divine counsel of your Holy Spirit, Father. We just thank you for favor for these people this week, Lord, for recovery from surgery, for grandchildren that grandparents are standing in the gap for, Lord, that their tears and intercession have not gone unnoticed before you, Father God. But you're making, Lord, their seed to serve you in Jesus' name. I pray for everyone that has a prayer request to hear this. When I come into agreement with your word that concerns that request this morning, Father, that the cry of your people have not gone unnoticed before you, but you've taken it all into consideration, Lord. Even the smallest thing, church, God says, I've taken into consideration and I'm working on it. I'm putting some things together. I'm not the final say is not what they say, but what I have said, God says to you. So be strengthened today. Be strengthened today in God's word and knowing that God is able and that there is nothing too hard for God. Amen. And I speak God's favor and blessing on you, church, this week. That wherever you go, you find favor with man. That whatever decision you need to make this week, you make in the wisdom of God. That you will be a blessing, that you're the head and not the tail. That favor comes to you, that money comes to you from unexpected sources. I decree and declare that you are debt free in the name of Jesus. That you are a blessing to the body of Christ. That you raise up and begin to continue the good work that God has started in you. I decree and declare that he's going to bring it to completion in Jesus' name. That you lack no good thing. This is the seventh month, the month of completion. There's some things that are going to be completed for you this month in the name of Jesus. Those things that have been held back and held up, there's a release this month. As we grab a hold of the truth of the word and say, it's my time, it's my season for release in Jesus' name. And Father, I decree and declare that over these people in the name of Jesus. That they run swiftly with what you tell us to do, Lord. That we don't lag behind, Lord. But we are the redeemed, and you said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And the church said so. Anybody say so? Amen. And be blessed today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Question was raised as my conscience fell, a silly little lie. It didn't mean much, but it lingers still in the corners of my mind. Still you call me to walk on the edge of this world, to spread my dreams and fly. The future's so far, my heart is so frail. I think I'd rather stay inside. But you love me anyway. It's like nothing in life
Catch me when I'm falling, and you told me. but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. Shall I fear? Whom shall I fear?